USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The portion of the Surfside condominium tower that remains standing after its partial collapse will be demolished on Sunday night. Miami-Dade County Mayor Danielle Olivine-Cava announcing at a news conference that prep work on the remaining section of the tower had been completed, and the demolition is expected to come before 3 a.m. Eastern Monday morning. The search and rescue mission has been suspended as demolition crews prepared the site. Workers will resume the search as soon as the site is declared safe after the demolition. And more than 150,000 people have evacuated from eastern Cuba as Tropical Storm Elsa approaches the island. The storm killed three people as it passed by the Dominican Republic and island of St. Lucia. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to weaken as it passes over central Cuba, where heavy flooding is possible. The storm is forecast to turn towards Florida on Monday and threaten the west coast of the state on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The country has come up short of the White House's goal to have 70% of American adults receive at least one shot of COVID vaccine before July 4th. Only 67% of U.S. adults have received a shot so far, with only 58% fully vaccinated. The slowing vaccination rates coming as the Delta variant of the virus is spreading across the country. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says that 90% of people over 65 have been vaccinated, which was the most vulnerable group. He tells CNN that the administration will double their efforts to get younger Americans to get their shots.
In terms of 70%, 27-year-olds and up, 70% have at least one shot. If you have been fully vaccinated, you are protected. If you're not vaccinated, you are not protected. So we're going to double down on our efforts to vaccinate millions of more Americans across July and August so people get that protection and can enjoy life returning to normal.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Retailers in Southern California are responding to an increase in theft and crime. Jeremy Scott explains.
Theft and crime is so bad in areas that stores like Target and Walgreens are adding security and closing earlier. San Francisco is the fifth worst city in the nation for retail theft, says Rachel Michelin, president of the California Retailers Association.
We've seen other retailers close in San Francisco. I'm actually proud of the fact that they're trying to hold on and keep the stores open.
She tells KPIX-TV it comes down to safety.
The bottom line is, when these employees do not feel safe coming to work, that's when they have to take these drastic measures.
A spokesperson for Target says the reason they're closing their stores in San Francisco is because of shoplifting, saying, quote, for more than a month, we've been experiencing a significant and alarming rise in theft and security incidents. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The company behind the canceled Keystone XL pipeline is seeking financial compensation from the federal government. TC Energy said that it will file a claim under the North American Free Trade Agreement for more than $15 billion worth of damages for the revocation of their permit to build the pipeline. And for the first time in the 91-year history of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, a player has been selected as both a pitcher and a hitter. Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels has been named the starting designated hitter for the American League and was also selected as a starting pitcher. Ohtani leads the majors in home runs and will participate in next Monday's Home Run Derby. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.